The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Back, are they?
All but they're coming in now. Go in, Bryn, go in.
I see you've rocked the spuds for us. It's very good of you.
Oh, no trouble, really. No trouble at all. I'll have your gardener picture. Can't have rake coming out of wilderness.
Well, don't overdo it. As long as it's tied.
Don't you worry, my pet. It'll be kept in good trim. Like you've kept yourself, really, over the years.
Oh, thanks.
10 it is since we came down here. Relocated. Kath, Blodwyn, me. Missing the valleys. Now Kath's passed on. Blodwyn's in Australia and wed. Time's hardly touched you.
Oh, nor you, Bryn.
You'll be seeing Ray, will you, sometime today?
Tonight, if I can find a driver. Our Mark's tootled off to Spain with his pals.
Ah, they can be unfeeling, the young.
Oh, no, I insisted he went. They booked it before Christmas.
How's Ray's old chap and his mother took it?
Oh, I don't think it's sunk in. They're not what they were, you know, either of them. Not that they complain. They went to see Ray with Mark and me the other night. And both his sisters are keeping in touch.
Families aren't what they were, are they? Any road, if you're desperate for a driver...
Oh, you'd have quite a carload. I know our Wendy's coming, and my mother said she might pop along.
Oh, crimes, what were I thinking of? I've got a darts match.
Oh, well, thanks for the offer.
I suppose most nights you have to go on your own.
From time to time.
That's when you suffer. That's when it hurts. Nothing between you and your thoughts. I felt it when my Kath were, well, dying. So if you're ever stuck...
Oh, of course.
And if there's aught else I can do, you know, any jobs you want in the house.
It's very kind of you, Bryn, but I must go. I've had no dinner yet, and I'm due back at the clinic. Ta-ra.
Bye now. Oh, why were you not a Pontypridd girl? Why were you not 18 when I was 18?
Sleeping Beauty's up at long last, is her? Honest, our Wendy, did you have to make such a mess doing your toast?
I'd have cleaned it up. I thought you were at work.
Well, you know what thought did.
Why aren't you at work? NHS finally crumbled, has it?
I'm on my dinner hour. Why aren't you at work? Oh, don't tell me. I suppose you're on late. Folk used to sit down together and have regular meals and regular hours. Now it's all shifts. Late this, early that. The world's going haywire, it really is.
Cool it, ma'am, cool it.
Look at you. Middle of the day and you're sat there in your nightie. Oh, well, now I'm going to get to that hospital. Oswestry, I ask you, what genius planned that? If you haven't got use of a car, you're just stuck. It all comes down to funds, government funds.
Oh, blimey, if we're having a party political broadcast, I'm off back to bed.
Bed? You'd be better getting yourself dressed, hadn't you, my lady?
There's no rush.
Well, I'm in a rush, so you can just shift yourself.
Oh, I can take an inch.
And while you're at it, I've got a list here, some shopping I need.
I weren't really planning on going.
Don't say it's your day off. I'm losing all track.
Not really. Fact is, ma'am, I've chucked it.
Your job? You've chucked your job?
End of last week. Well, I weren't getting anywhere, were I?
You were getting a wage? Oh, I give up. You're the living end you are, our Wendy. I don't know where you get it from. Me and your dad aren't like this. Your gran slaved at that potback for 40-odd years.
Times change, ma'am. Folk change.
Not that much. There's always been idleness. But you didn't get away with it.
I'm not sure. You'll get your housekeeping.
I'm better blooming add. And if you're going to be at home all day, you can get some ironing done and all.
Hey, listen. I did owe Mark's shirts for him before he went gadding off. I did 10 shirts.
Oh, grow up, girl. You whinge on like a kid of flaming 10. I'll not dare tell your dad you've chucked another job in.
Oh, I'll find something else. I want something where I can use my personality like.
Oh, you're too fond of throwing your weight around, you are. You won't try fitting in. Never mind always wanting be star.
Oh, ma'am, give over. I'm my own person. I do my own thing. When the right job crops up, don't worry. I'll go for it.
Well, you'll not get to Hollywood sulking up in your room.
Oh, give me strength.
Hello? That Wizard Novelties? Great. Kenny's Kissagrams here. Kenny, I said, as in Dalgleish. Listen, I understand you do a novelty line in police outfits. Bobby's helmets, truncheons, that sort of thing. You do? Yeah, fine. Now, in your catalogue, right, here you list naughty nurse sets. What exactly do these comprise of? Hang on. Yeah? Who is it? Don't be shy, I won't bite.
Hello?
Oh, well. Surprise, surprise. Don't tell me it's Wendy, innit? Wendy as in house.
That's right. Hope you don't mind.
Course not. Knock the dust off of your yogurt and sit down. Still there, Squire? Sorry to keep you, yeah. What say I pop down for a butcher's? Sometime this afternoon, suit? Right, okay, see you then. Cheerio. That's one of my suppliers. Can't be too careful these days. Some of this sports equipment can be really naff. So, you found my little establishment, eh?
I did. Quite a trek up them stairs. Oh, and look at that. Half an hamburger stuck on meal.
Yeah, we're between cleaners.
Is that the health club as you come in? Next to the buckets, just across from Chinese Takeaway?
That's one of them. That's where my little empire began. I keep you looking down market deliberate, you know, suit the neighbourhood, you see. Inside, it is real swish.
As in cane?
Oh, there you go again. Needle-like wit. Anyway, what can I do you for? A job, or is this a social call?
Well, I am looking for work.
You ever done massage?
No, but I could learn. I've done manicures. I worked in a beautician's, but it were taken over and turned into a poodle parlour, so I chucked it.
All these kissograms? Mom, we're a bit slack in that area. But I've got to get rid of a girl who's giving me a lot of lip.
Oh, I don't fancy all that spit-swapping with strangers. Must be dead unhygienic.
Well, we provide mouth sprays.
No, I think massage could be more my line. I like thumping men.
Well, I have to admit, you're the type to do well. You've got bounce. You look full of beans. I'll start you off downstairs, low basic, but once you've got your own clientele, I'll team you up with Marcel. She's my top masseuse.
Is that her downstairs, with plucked eyebrows?
That's the lady. She only does afternoons. She's got her own salon in Alsager. Anne's like steel 1 minute, soft as velvet the next.
What could I earn?
Oh, that depends on the extras. Depends how the clients respond to you, Princess. To your personality. To your touch.
Do I have a uniform?
Could be.
Do you supply it?
Oh, sure, we have a range. You get a discount. Listen, I'm a bit pushed right now. Why don't we talk details later? Say about 9, few drinks, bit of nightlife. I'll pick you up in the murk.
The murk? It's as clear as a bell.
Pardon?
There's no fog, no murk.
Murk, as in mistake. You're having me on, aren't you, Princess?
What, me? Little Marianne from Higgsville? I wouldn't dare. Look, I'll be in Birmingham later. I always go there after my aerobics class. I've got a diploma in aerobics. Has Marcel?
Oh, sure, yeah. Marcel's done aerobics all over. Pig Owl, Soho, Amsterdam, Hong Kong, for all I know.
See you tonight, then.
It's a date. Cheerio, sweetheart. Careful how you shut that door. It's a very old building. Gordon Bennett. They're all fly these days. Whatever happened to innocence?
Who were that bouncing down the stairs? Not the vice squad, I hope.
That, Marcel.
Marge, when we're in the office, please.
That, Marge, was your new apprentice. You'll make a good double act. The cheeky cop and the naughty nurse.
Are you sure it's okay for you to drive?
My dad were learning me, weren't he? I've got my provisional licence, the L plates are up.
Well, take it steady, no showing off.
Blimey, O'Reilly, I'm missing my aerobics class. I'm the one who should be moaning.
Moaning? You've only been up to see your dad once, and then you spent more time talking to that male nurse.
I knew him. He used to go to Ritzy. Right, belt up then. Do we have lift off?
Hang on, here's your gran.
Oh, crikey. How many miles is it? I shall have a severe earache, shan't I? Hiya, gran. You nearly missed bus.
Has she passed a test?
Mind your own business, and I want no backseat driving, any sarcasm, and I'll do my emergency stop, which means your false teeth will get to Oswestry before you do. Wagons ho!
Is he asleep?
Ray, you asleep?
I'll find a chair.
Better wait for your gran come out of the ladies. She might get lost. Ray? No, I'll not wake you. You have your snooze. You look pale, though. Your eyes look red-rimmed. I dreamed we were dancing last night. Spot waltz and we won. Old King's Hall. Reg Bassett and his orchestra.
Reg Bassett and his licorice house sorts.
Pardon, Doc. Did you speak?
It must be the way I'm moving my lips.
You stocky devil. How are you then? Wendy's here. And my mam. He's waking up. Here, let me make room. You park yourself on t'other side, Wendy.
Dancing. I'll do some dancing. I'm best left alone. I'm in a circus. They've sawn me an eighth, chucked lavings away.
What, dear? What was that? Have you something to tell us?
I'm improving. Eighth an inch at a time.
He's been sedated. It's to be hoped he doesn't come out addicted.
Gran, Dad's trying to talk.
But I do get addicted. You go in with toothache and you come out raving mad.
Is that Connie?
Yes, Dad. He wants to tell you something, Gran.
Hello, son-in-law. I'm listening.
He wants to whisper in your ear.
Oh, hang up then. Let me get near. Is it a secret?
Boo.
Oh!
Oh, I don't know what to think. It's been 3 weeks now. They reckon with spinal fractures that have led to paralysis, that after 3 weeks the patient should be showing some sign.
Dad said he were feeling more. Into like an inch by inch thing.
Oh, I know that, but it's not that I expect to go up there and find him skipping about like a two-year-old. Do you have to go so fast, our Wendy?
She thinks she's in one of them hot pods.
I've got an appointment for nine-ish, and the word you're after, Gran, is hot rod.
Where? Aunt Monkey Run?
Well, once he does start to really improve, I hope they fetch him a bit closer home. Oh, it's a devil, is this? Why, they can't keep these things local. They shut places down. They talk about saving costs. What about the cost to us? Did you have to pass him?
I were nearly up his backside. Dozy Pratt.
Oh, honest, I wish I'd come on the bus. I'll get Bryn Davis driving me next time.
You'll have Elsie Harris, from Pork Cake Shop, after your blood.
Oh, ma'am, don't talk such flaming nonsense.
There's no need to get ratty.
Oh, I'm sorry. But things are just piling up. Oh, was it only a month ago? All the plans we had. Moving house, holidays.
You want a word with your doctor?
Oh, my doctor, I see enough of him. He's never off me back. Only told me off today because I did a few stitches. They rushed this lad in. He's pouring blood. Cut his arm taking slates off a roof.
Pinching him?
No, in his job. He were a roofer. It needed stitching, so I stitched it. I do that, you know. I'm in the midst when Dr. Redmond comes bowling in off his calls, gives me a stare, then has me in his office. Are you qualified, he says, Mrs. Colclough, to do stitching? I says, well, I'm a state-enrolled nurse. Oh, he says, since when? Since I were 21, I says. You've been nursing since you were 21? Well, no, I says, not exactly. I've had a family bring up, haven't I? Well, he says, you're employed here as a receptionist, so in future, leave the stitching to me and the other members of the practice.
Cheeky beggar, I'd stitch him.
Any road, I'm going to tackle him tomorrow. I'm not looking forward to it, but I feel I have to.
Oh, God, it's the law. Not me, is it?
Of course it is. He's waving, Luke.
He's signalling to pull in.
This is it. Gran, just look in my bag and pass us that bottle of perfume.
Wendy, behave.
Don't panic. So there's a body in boot. Just deny everything.
Yes, officer.
Here you are, ma'am. One cup of tea made by my own fair hands.
I thought you had an appointment.
Oh, it went out special. I can give it a miss. You must admit, though, it were funny. I mean, you have to laugh. Fancy me, Gran. Who'd have thought?
You were dead lucky.
A learner, eh? And you, madam, are you fully qualified? Oh, yes. I'm a state-enrolled nurse.
You just slipped out. It were on my mind.
I see, madam. Are you also a fully qualified driver, madam? Well, no. The law states that a learner driver must be accompanied by a fully qualified driver. I'm fully qualified, young man.
I could have died.
Is that right? What at, madam? Knitting? No, driving. Here's my licence and I'll have a little bit more respect if you don't mind.
I clean forgot your gran could drive. She never passed, you know. She got her licence in the ATS during the war. Drove army trucks, same as Queen did. And ever since, she's kept on renewing it.
Renews everything, don't she? Teeth, specs, blue rinse. I bet she's got a right evil picture in attic.
Oh, the end of a perfect day, I don't think. Who knows, I could be out of a job tomorrow.
Oh, we'll survive.
Fine thing if we're all out of jobs.
I mean your dad's future. I mean, what security have we?
I'll land summit. There's no hurry.
Well, don't lose any time making an effort. If we both end up hanging round the house, we'll fall out.
Oh, give it a rest, ma'am. You never talk like this to our Mark. Can't have him home often enough.
Oh, talk sense, Wendy. He's got a damn good job.
Garage mechanic. I reckon he's wasting his young life.
He earns good money. They put him on top rate, and it's time you were settled to summit. Where are you going?
Out!
Tell, darling, get one for yourself, eh? Hey, you don't know a stroppy sort of girl called Wendy, do you?
Hiya, Kenny. Sorry I'm late. Hiya, Carol. Been chatting you up, has he?
On my mother's life.
I'll have a brandy and what's it. Then you can take that Armani jacket off and submit to a pummeling.
Are you stark staring bonkers?
I must be, taking a job with an outfit like yours. Right, shall I show you what I can do in the massage line?
I'll take that for granted.
Okay, then. Needs must. When do I start?
Today's episode was written and devised by Tony Perrin. The Colcloughs is a Mike Hopwood production.
The Colcloughs return with another episode tomorrow.